Welcome back for the last time of regional previews for the Just Means Less ACC podcast. We are on the Stillwater Regional. Hayden wanted to talk about it. I wanted to talk about it. So I'm going to talk about it because Hayden's busy. We got one more podcast coming up before this is over. Preview-wise, we're going to rank the 3 and 4 seeds similar to what 11.7 did on Twitter. So shout out to them for that. But with this Stillwater Regional, we've got a pretty good little group of teams with Oklahoma State and Dallas Baptist and Washington and Oral Roberts, all teams that can honestly win this regional. Oral Roberts is 1-1 against Oklahoma State. DBU is 1-1, I believe, as well against Oklahoma State. And Washington's been dangerous. You know, they've been a little bit cooler right now. As I say, Washington, of course, their softball team popped up, so that's crazy how that worked out. But, you know, there's a lot to take away from this. You know, there's a lot of teams to really keep an eye on. So, with that being said, let's get to the good stuff here with Friday starters. You know, they do a great job. But before we get to them, let's kind of just go through the regional a little bit and talk about the RPIs, everything we kind of need to know about this regional. Oklahoma State, my opinion, kind of got the benefit of the doubt here a little bit from the standpoint of just their being in the Big 12. If I'm not mistaken, their RPI, why is it not coming up for me now? There it is. I'm sorry. Their RPI is 17th, so obviously they were, I think, 15th at the time of this getting announced, because they got announced as a regional host, before they even finished their championship game for the conference. Dallas Baptist actually has the RPI of 16. So, ruh-roh for Oklahoma State, kind of brutal. Washington, 36th, and Oral Roberts at 76th. With Oklahoma State being the 11th seed, I'm not as upset that they got such a good matchup, but they really got a stacked regional against them, which I think is very unfair. But it makes a lot of fun for us. Strength of schedule for Oklahoma State is 30th, DBU 70th, the Huskies 56th, and Oral Roberts 283. Oral Roberts lost one game in the Summit League. Summit League is not known for its baseball, but still, to go undefeated in their regional is pretty impressive. In their conference, only losing one game. They are 46-11. We have 3 40-win teams in this regional, Washington being the only one kind of not a part of that party. Offensively, all of these teams are in the top 70, and three of them are in the top 25. Oral Roberts, 21st in runs a game, 20th for DBU, and 15th for Oklahoma State. So expect some runs, home runs. We've got two teams with over 100, with Oklahoma State with 101, DBU with 105. Oral Roberts and Washington not too far behind, 87 for ORU and 78 for the Huskies. You know, factor in these teams. I mean, Oklahoma State and DBU walk a decent amount, but nothing too crazy to talk about. Strikeout-wise, Oklahoma State strikes out a lot. DBU strikes out a lot. Washington strikes out the most. Oral Roberts doesn't strike out that much, though, so that's definitely something to keep an eye on. Team batting average, Oral Roberts has the best. They're 11th in the country at .318. Oklahoma State's got a .303 team batting average, 32nd in the country. .298 for the Patriots from Dallas Baptist, and .294 for the Huskies, which is 69th in the country. So very nice there for the Huskies. Slugging, three top 20 slugging percentage teams, with Oral Roberts at .526. DBU at .541 and .546 for Oklahoma State. Runs against pitching-wise, top 20 for DBU, second best in the country, Oral Roberts at 3.9. I will obviously chalk a lot of that up to the Summit League. However, that's a very good pitching staff for Oral Roberts. Three of the four are top 30 in team strikeouts as a pitching staff. Ninth in the country is DBU. 11th is Oklahoma State. 28th is the Golden Eagles, too? I actually need to look up with Oral Roberts if they're the Golden Eagles or not, because I'm not 100% sure. So while we do that, let me just tell you about our sponsor today, Dioli's Italian Market. Dioli's Italian Market, well, it is amazing, so you should definitely eat there. They are the Golden Eagles from Oral Roberts. That was free advertisement. Congratulations, Nick. That's just for you and your family. Walks to strikeout percentage, and three top 20 as well. Eighth in the country is DBU, 18th is Oral Roberts, 19th is Oklahoma State. So, gonna have some very good pitching teams. I'm very, very excited for this. This is, again, a very, very balanced regional. We talk about those starters. Again, we've kind of gone through each one of the pods that I've done and talked about, their scores, where they have to obviously have a minimum of eight starts, but it's for, the teams involved and kind of seeing where they all lie. So with that being said, I want to make sure that I get this pulled up correctly. Oral Roberts has the three best scores. Jacob Hall, Brooks Fowler, Harley Gollrit, and then we got DBU's Ryan Johnson, then Washington Stu Flesland the third, Jerron Watts Brown for Oklahoma State, Zach Heaton for DBU, Joshua Carvalho for ORU, Braxton Bragg for DBU, Kiefer Lord for Washington, Ben Abram for Oklahoma State, Bryson Hamer for DBU, Carson Benj for Oklahoma State, and Jared Eggman for Washington. So that is four ORU, three, or excuse me, four DBU, three Oklahoma State, and three Washington. Again, Oral Roberts' numbers, in my opinion, are obviously a little bit skewed due to the fact that, well, to be frank, they haven't played the toughest of competition. We look at Oklahoma State, again, their 41-18 record. Jerron Watts Brown, by far their best pitcher from the starting side with 4.50 ERA, 33.1% strikeout percentage, 78 innings pitched, 6-4 record, and 14 starts. Ben Abram's been very, very good, 8-3. Win-loss record in 14 starts. Carson Benj with 10 starts, he's 2-2. Both ERA, his ERA is 6.69. Abrams got a 5.96 ERA, so not great. Brian Hendry, has been pretty solid out of the bullpen with 16 appearances. Drew Blake's been their most, and Isaac Stevens have been their two biggest relievers. With 27 appearances, 2.83 ERA for Isaac, which is very, very good. Excuse me, Drew's got a 5.6. Nolan McLean, 13 appearances, but an ERA of 2.08 out of the pen. That has been very, very good for him. And 26 innings pitched. So obviously, he's got two starts, though, as well. So that probably factors into some of that. He does have six saves. Him and Isaac Stevens have been the two main closers, or at least lead the team in saves with six each. We go on to hitting. Rock Riggio, 343, 17 home runs. Nolan Schubert, 343, 16 home runs. Colin Brueggemann, 336, 6 home runs. Carson Benj, 335, 7 home runs. 335 for Tyler Wolfert. Chase Atkinson, 317, 7 home runs. David Mendham, 308, 14 home runs. These are guys that can hit. I mean, I watched them. ETSU went and played them in early May. And we scored a lot on them, honestly. But Oklahoma State dropped, I think, 20 on us every single game. If not, they were at least 15 plus every single game, which was very, very impressive. This team can score. You look at the pitching comparison. Oklahoma State has the third best bullpen, so it's second to worst bullpen ERA, even though it's very, very close. It's, I mean, literally 0.1 behind DBU, 0.3 behind Oral Roberts. Their starting, though, is the worst in the regional by far. And I noticed that against ETSU. They did struggle. We were competitive with them early on in the game. We honestly couldn't keep them off the scoreboard, though. So that's what I'm going to be intrigued by because obviously when they see Oral Roberts, they're seeing a team that can pitch. So, and Oral Roberts is probably going to throw their best, not even just their best starter, but their best reliever. We'll get to that in a minute when the time comes. So something to definitely keep an eye on. Dallas Baptist at 45-14. They are led. I mean, Zach Heaton, in my opinion, is their best starter. 4-1 in 15 appearances, or 15 starts, excuse me, also 15 appearances. With a 3.29 ERA. Ryan Johnson is a big strikeout guy, though, with an 8-3 record in 14 starts, 15 appearances, and a 3.87 ERA. And Braxton Bragg with a 4.48 ERA in 15 starts, 8-2. So, obviously, very, very good. You know, their top bullpen guy, probably Alec Baker, 23 appearances. They've also got Brady Rose, who's got 21, Jaron DeBerry with 20, and Kyle Emmett with 22. All of these guys, Kyle's got a 1.82 ERA. Zane Russell's got 1.95, which has been very, very impressive. 2.63 for Brady Rose. You know, not so great for Jaron with a 5.71 ERA. As well as Matthew Bollenbacher, has got a 4.97 ERA. He's got a couple starts as well for the Patriots. Offensively, they are led by Grant Jay, the left fielder, with 21 home runs, with a 335 batting average. Ethan Mann's got a 332 with 20 bombs at the designated hitter position. Nathan Humphreys has been phenomenal, hitting 359 with 12 home runs. Jace Grady, 306, 12 home runs. Cody Golden, 343, only 4 home runs, but 343, pretty good. You know, this team can hit. You got to watch out for DBU. Again, pitching-wise, their bullpen, second best in this regional, as well as starting second best in this regional. So something to keep an eye on with DBU. Washington is kind of that sleeper team, in my opinion, in this, because I think so many people are fascinated by DBU. They're kind of forgetting about Washington. Washington's led by their starter of Stu Flesland, who's got a 3.92 ERA and 85 innings pitched, 15 starts, 7-2 record. Kiefer Lord, 14 starts, 6-5. Jared Eggman, 14 starts, 3-4. Both ERAs at 5.6. It's actually 5.66 to be exact for Jared. But again, same type of ballpark. They've got some, you know, potential starters, but also mainly relievers in Grant Cunningham, Riley McAdams, and Calvin Kirkhoff. Those guys' ERAs are 3.96, 5.06, and 8.1, respectively. And then, obviously, they have their top reliever in terms of appearances is Sam Boyle with 27. He has a 4-0 record, one save, he started one game. ERA of 5.75. The best ERA coming out of the pen is going to be 2.96 for Casey Metter. He's got 18 appearances, 4-1 record as well. He's got a really good strikeout percentage, so watch out for him coming out of the pen there for the Huskies. Offensively, they're led by Will Simpson at 335 with 18 home runs. A.J. Guerrero with 8 home runs at 341. Kobe Morales, 329 for 12 home runs. Cam Clayton, 10 home runs, 320 batting average. And Johnny Tincher at the catcher spot with a 306 average and 8 home runs. You know, Michael Snyder's got 10 home runs. Keep an eye out on him as well. Washington sits perfectly again with, well, the worst bullpen percentage, or excuse me, ERA, and then the second to worst, in this regional as well. So pitching could be a problem for them. That's why I'm a little worried about them with DBU. I do think the DBU can slow Washington enough, because I don't know if offensively they're that explosive. Oral Roberts standpoint, again, best bullpen and best starting pitching by far, and the starting pitching is incredible. With a team ERA of 3.32 from their rotation. That rotation that includes Jacob Hall, Harley Gollert, Brooks Fowler, and Joshua Cavallo all have at least 10 starts on the year. All have at least 5 wins on the year. Jacob Hall is 8-3, Harley Gollert 10-1, Brooks Fowler 9-1, and Josh is 5-1. These ERAs all under 3.4. With a 3.35 for Jacob Hall, 3.27 for Harley, Brooks Fowler again, 2.81 and 2.98 for Josh. So these guys can strike out pretty well. Jacob Hall does not walk guys, which I think is really, really impressive. What he does, he's got 86 innings pitches, which is the most on of any arm for the Golden Eagles. They also have Jacob Wiedner, who's got 26 appearances out of the pen, and Cade Denton's got 28. Cade's got a 1.60 ERA. Jacob's got a 2.74. I mean, Evan Kowalski's been pretty good. His ERA is not the greatest. Needs to kind of come down a little bit. It's at 6, but does have 17 appearances on the year. Caleb Isaac's got 24 appearances. Dalton Pettin's got 23. Both of those guys have just under 5 ERA, so kind of keep an eye on them as well. Pretty good at getting strikeouts. Cade does not walk a lot of guys either, which is very impressive, and does strike out a lot of guys. That's what Jacob does. Jacob Weidner does very, very well as well for the Golden Eagles. Offensively, Jonah Cox, 422, 9 home runs, by far their best hitter, center fielder. Then Matt Hogan out of right field, 344. I mean, this team is led by their outfield. It's Justin Quinn also hitting 344. Matt's got 16 home runs compared to Justin's 7. But, whew, these guys can hit. Sam Thompson's been their DH recently. 84 plate appearances, though, so smaller plate appearance. Batting average, not great. But Blaze Brothers got 11 home runs at 304 out of left field as well. Holden Breeze, 5 home runs, 332 batting average. So, I mean, again, I think Oral Roberts probably offensively the worst of the units here, but not saying too much. In this regional, I do have Oklahoma State coming out. They are going to definitely lose a game. They're going to be 3-1 in my opinion, but they're going to battle. This regional, I mean this genuinely, I think anybody can win. I do think my prediction is going to be Oklahoma State versus Washington. I'm very high on Washington. I think DBU is a little overrated. I was talking to Hayden actually before recording this, and he's like, "Don't forget to mention, UTSA." And I was like, "Dude, I don't think UTSA was that good. I don't think the Conference USA was that good, to be honest with you." That's just opinion for me. So that's why I'm rocking with Washington and Oklahoma State. I think there's no easy games in this, but I don't think any of the teams that Oklahoma State's about to face are world beaters either. So with that being said, I'm rocking with the Pokes. That wraps up our regional previews. As always, it means just a little bit less here in AC Country, and go ACC.